Hello and welcome to Downloads from God. I am your host, Andrea Lendy, sharing a daily meditation and prayer. Whatever time of day this message finds you, I pray that it blesses you and your spirit. So relax, take a deep breath in, release, and open your spirit to this message. Today's passage comes out of John chapter 6, verses 20 and 21. I'll be reading out of the Amplified Bible to help with deeper meaning and context. So let's begin. Again, John chapter 6, verses 20 and 21. But Jesus said to them, "It is I. Be not afraid. I am." Stop being frightened, with an exclamation point. Then they were quite willing and glad for him to come into the boat. And now the boat went at once to the land they had steered toward. And immediately they reached the shore toward which they had been slowly making their way. I absolutely love these passages. Of course, we know that this is the story of Jesus walking on the water. There was a storm brewing, the winds were violent, and the sea was rough. The disciples thought they were seeing a ghost as he approached them, and they were afraid. But just as the storm was raging, their Savior walked on the water out to them. He came to save them. Seeing him and not knowing it was him made them afraid. Isn't this what happens in our lives too? We're in the middle of a storm. We may or may not see the Lord coming for us and we are afraid. But he is there to save us every time. He may even tell us to not be afraid because he will protect us. But we may not recognize his voice. He will quiet the storm around us. He will quiet the storm within us. And then the scripture says, "And now the boat went at once to the land they had steered toward, and immediately they reached the shore toward which they had been slowly making their way." The disciples got there suddenly. When it's God's time to move in our lives, he moves quickly. Our circumstances may not seem to change much over time until he passes by, until God is ready, until it's his perfect timing. Then we get our suddenly. So what is our job during these long spans of wanting and wishing? We are to believe. Believe that he is coming for us. Believe that he will save us. Believe that he is going to take care of every storm we face, and he will come. And there is no question that he is with us. The storm will subside, and our suddenly happens. Today, I choose to believe that God's perfect plan is at work in my life as I wait upon him. And as I wait upon his suddenly, may you find that the Lord is with you in whatever you are facing, and the storm will be quieted as he leads you swiftly toward your suddenly. Blessings be to you. And let's pray. O Lord, my God, thank you for being my rescuer. Thank you for watching over me and protecting me in every storm that I face. Thank you for leading and guiding me to peace and rest. Thank you for every suddenly that you show me you're a part of in my life. Your perfect plan is always at work and your love for me is unwavering. Even though I miss the mark and come up short every day, you still love me through my failures. You never stop caring for even a second. Your grace is beyond explanation and words. You cover me, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for every mountain you help me climb and every valley you lead me to. Help me follow you without fail, Father. Help me do all that you have for me to do with joy, Lord. Help me love those around me and serve them. Help me bless someone this day. Thank you for hearing my prayer. And God's answer is, I am with you, my child, and love you always. And my response back to him is undeserving of your love and care. Thank you, most gracious God. Blessings be to you this day. Thank you for listening.